Coming out for this week's WCHL Hometown Hero, brought to you by Hendrick's South Point Subaru. This week, we're honoring an individual who has been a major player in local government for the last decade and a half, Lydia Lavelle, who is stepping down this week after four terms as mayor of Carrboro.
I never saw myself really going into elected office. It just kind of, you know, happened.
It happened 14 years ago in 2007. After years of service on local boards and commissions, Lydia Lavelle decided to run for Carrboro Board of Aldermen and won. 6 years later, she was elected mayor for the first time, and she has had a big impact on the community in a lot of ways ever since. Damon Siles will be succeeding Lydia Lavelle as mayor this week. Here's what he has to say about her legacy.
Lydia has managed to combine her interest in good government with an interest in making Carrboro just a great place to be and a place to be proud of.
And that commitment to service has not gone unnoticed.
Lydia is the kind of elected official that you just respect because she's so kind and fair, right? You know, even if you disagree with her.
What is she like as a person?
Humble. Even in times when she's under a lot of stress or a lot of pressure, whether it's council business or just things going on around the state that drive her crazy, she doesn't really lose her cool, and it's what's made her a great colleague and friend.
Walk around Carrboro and the Triangle, for that matter, and you'll see Lydia Lavelle's imprint on just about every corner, from the 203 South Greensboro Project about to go up downtown, to local leadership on issues like civil rights and social justice, to the way she's led our community through the COVID-19 pandemic. You can feel the impact of Lydia Lavelle in countless ways.
I believe over the last 8 years, we have really enhanced our reputation around the state as a progressive leader. I've been very active in our statewide Metropolitan Mayors Coalition, and in Little Carrboro's hanging with them on, and in fact leading the way on a lot of these issues. I've learned a lot from all of those mayors, and I'd like to think that maybe they've learned a little bit from Carrboro as well.
Mayor-elect Siles talks about the annual reading of Frederick Douglass's 4th of July speech, which under Lavelle has become an annual town tradition.
She was approached by a community member with this idea and ran with it. That's an example to me of how Lydia combines this responsiveness to local issues and interests with her own sense of civic pride. I mean, she has something, I think, you know, in my personal friendship with Lydia, I've learned is something that's always been with her, really coming from her dad, bringing this traditional civic pride to the work she does as mayor and kind of putting a Carrboro spin on it.
And after 14 years in elected office, she has earned a break. So thanks and congratulations and best wishes to Lydia Lavelle, our WCHL hometown hero.
And I think all of us in elected office strive to be that kind of elected official.
Brought to you by Hendrick's South Point Subaru, also home to BMW and Acura. If it's a pre-owned automobile you want, they'll find that for you too, no matter what the brand. At Hendrick's South Point Auto Mall, they promise to wow you.